Wait, what you waiting on? Check, checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show, turn your radio on. Kelsey just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium, I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother, make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students, nah. Everyone can do it, do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative, maneuver through it. You know it's fashion, you know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Daly. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Daly. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational, like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony.
Go OPBS Radio.
Florida, along with my main man Ryan Bartow, as we at the, hey, listen, this is a commitment show. We're here again at another commitment show of a Deerfield Buck player.
And tonight we got a big announcement. That's going to be the main event. Rosendo Lewis, Deerfield Beach, one of the top linebackers in the Southeast. 30 offers. Who's he going to choose tonight? We got the hats right in front of us. South Carolina, the U, Oklahoma, and Florida State Seminoles. This kid has worked hard. He's had a big-time junior season. But which one is he going to wind up picking?
Well, let me tell you, I got something in common with pretty much, let me see. Oh, I would say a lot of these here I have something in common with. When I say in common, now, you know the U. I like the U hat because, I grew up under the University of Miami at one point.
Right.
Grew up under them. You know, my uncle played for him, University of Miami, probably going out as one of the greatest University of Miami wide receivers to ever play.
Right.
Oklahoma, Boomer Sooners. I had some rough days in Oklahoma and Norman. I had some rough days playing the Boomer Sooners of the days of Jamel Holloway, the Brian Bosworth, the Charles Thompsons, those type of guys. I had that in common when it comes to Boomer Sooner. Now, let's go and reach here now, let me tell you something about this one. Wow. This was where I wanted to play my college football career. Yeah, Florida State.
That was the
Coach
dream
Bobby Bowden. As a matter of fact, the guy that recruited me was Chuck Amato. Chuck was, one thing about Chuck was an unusual type of guy. If anybody have ever seen Chuck Amato, Coach Glenn, we have Coach Glenn here, my main man from Deerfield Buck, the head coach, coach that's making big headways when it comes to change. Add to, we're going to say add to, because, sometimes some people take the word changing in a different way. So we're going to say add to the legacy and continue to carry in the torch of the Deerfield Bucks. Coach Glenn, Coach, what's going on, man?
Not much. Just happy to be here, man. Ready to enjoy the night.
Coach, I'm going to tell you something. Now, this is our second, as we call it, in life you would call it the second honeymoon. This is our second honeymoon at it. When I say our second honeymoon, when you this is the second young man that you have, all of a sudden you're seeing numerous of Deerfield Beach kids getting offers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had Jerry Jeudy on last year. He's at Alabama, had a heck of a spring.
Yeah.
Now here you go, Rosendo Lewis, mm-hmm. one of the top defensive linebackers in the nation. Man, and all this is happening up under your watch. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you're doing there at Deerfield that's enhancing college coaches to want to come and see these young men and what you're doing? What are some of the things you're doing?
I mean, just one of the major things I'm doing is I want to come in and just, I want to market my program. I worry about my program. I think when I first got the job, a lot of the public school coaches, I won't say names, but they wanted me to get on this. I hate St. Thomas. Let's bash St. Thomas. Let's bash all the private schools.
Uh-huh.
Me, I'm not. I'm going to look and see what St. Thomas is doing. I'm going to find out how I can do it even better on my level, on my budget.
Correct.
So rather than bashing, I'm finding a way to market. I mean, that's how I've been my whole life.
Correct.
I mean, going as an athlete, as a businessman, I'm trying to get it. So I'm going to try to make a way. Where there's no way, I'm going to make a way. I'm going to find a way.
Nice.
So that's my biggest thing. I focus on what we have in-house and getting out and then just market my kids. Like I tell them, I can go out and tell the world you're the best thing since sliced bread. It's your job to be that when they get in.
Now you say you market, and you bought up I want to know what St. Thomas is doing in order to take my program. If we're missing something, I got to find out what they're doing to attract college coaches.
Exactly.
What are some of the things that you are doing to elevate that? What are some of the things that you've changed around the Deerfield?
I mean, just being seen. We got to get out. We got to get on the stage. Because at the end of the day, Deerfield has always been a talent-rich community. I mean, it's always been where you can go at to find players. Uh-huh. My major thing was I got to make sure, okay, if they haven't been coming for a while, we're in a down period, we got to make sure we go to them. We go where they are. So that's been the biggest thing. Like our college tours, I mean, we do some of the biggest in the country.
Coach, tell me about this summer, because I think Deerfield Beach hit up more schools this summer than I would in a whole month. You guys went everywhere. You guys, I mean, just list off all the places that you got in that bus and brought all these kids to, because that's priceless. That was awesome.
We visited 27 schools this summer. I mean, Notre Dame, Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State. I mean, Miami, Ohio U, Purdue. I mean, we've been a little bit everywhere. Cincinnati, Kentucky, Louisville, Tennessee. I'm forgetting the bunch. I mean, we hit big and small. I mean, we go out. We don't discriminate. We go out and we're going to get a chance to, I believe in putting kids, I mean, close to their dream, where they can reach out, touch it, feel it, especially if we have another kid from South Florida, not even just that we played at Deerfield, but from the area that's there. Let's go there. Let's see how, you know, Big Brother. At the end of the day, it's all about if I can inspire just my 105 kids, there's another coach who says, okay, I see what Deerfield doing. I'm going to get my 60 out, and somebody else gets his 40. This is my community. So that's a way that I can help better my community, not just Deerfield.
And, Coach, that's what – you can hear it. I mean, I got to tell people, I live in this community. Mm-hmm. And you hearing, and I always said one thing about Deerfield, you guys don't have to compete when it comes to keeping your players. You guys are one of the few schools that I can say throughout the country to where your kids don't want to ever leave. Mm-hmm. They do not want to leave Deerfield. They grow up through Pop Warner. Youth football, and they say, guess what? I want Buck Pride. That's right. I don't want anything else. You don't have to compete, and you bought St. Thomas up. You don't have to compete with St. Thomas because your kids want to beat St. Thomas.
Definitely. And they got big brothers. They got uncles that have got that W.
Yeah, and you guys are one of the rules. When they go up against you guys, they know, guess what? It's going to be an all-out battle to the end. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Mike came out, when Mike's son was playing here and they came up to Deerfield, Mike was saying, whoa, man, I see why they win. With that talent they got, all you got to do is put them in the right positions and they win.
Yep.
And they desire to win is there. Coach, like I told you, man, you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm trying to even find a word in the dictionary that even fits because it ain't a word in the dictionary that fit what you were doing and how the culture has changed. Mm-hmm. Your guys love you. They know what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. You guys got to travel out of state.
Mm-hmm. Right, going up to St. Joe's
to
play Augie Hoffman's team.
Yep.
I mean, and then you got Chaminade this weekend. That's one of the things that has made this program so much better. You're not afraid to go places and play anybody.
Oh, yeah. Now, I know some guys, they want to tweet or post anywhere, but you look at their schedule, they don't live it.
You're right.
I mean, we feel calls, we make calls. Like we want to be tested.
And like you said, I heard Coach Roger Harris say, he said, if you plan to be on the big stage, you got to play on the big stage.
Exactly.
You can't stay local and want to be on the big stage. It doesn't happen in this day and age because they got to see that you're out there competing against the big boys. And I tell everybody every time that the state of Florida go, as we say, out across those Jacksonville lines, our record against other states, we fell out just as well. If not, we have a more winning record than other states that come to Florida. We got several, like I said, later on we're going to have Coach Negro Abrasco, who's traveling from California here to play St. Thomas.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a good game. But, Coach, you got your commitment. This is what this show is about.
This is a commitment show.
Rosendo Lewis's night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just proud of the young man. I'm proud of the hard work that he put. Because, you know, a lot of people, they just get to see, you know, just Friday night or just a night like tonight. But, you know, they don't see the late night tutoring session. They don't see, you know, me going to get them 6:30 in the morning saying, we got to tutor. We got to get this math class, these English classes. We got to grind. And then, you know, football is later. And since he came over in ninth grade, we laid out a plan. And he said, Coach, these are my dreams. These are my goals. And we created a plan. I sat down with he and his father, Sendo Sr., great friend of mine. We go way back. And like I told him, if we sit down, we make these plans, if you stay on track, we'll never have a problem. The moment you get a milli inch outside of this track, you're gonna have to deal with it.
Now, you say you set out the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Young man stuck to the plan.
Yes.
You get outside that a millimeter, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah.
What is it like, Coach, and I tell people all the time, what is it like coaching kids in this day and age? You always hear kids has changed. Have the kids changed or the way that we coach them has changed?
The way that we coach them has changed. I mean, like I'll say, everybody can't play a different.
Correct.
Like, you're going to have to be strong-minded. Like,
yes.
I mean, you got, at the end of the day, let's call it a spade a spade. You got some kids that are little league prima donnas.
Right.
I mean, they've been giving things, they've been everything. And to come to Deerfield, you got to leave all at the door.
Correct.
So we got to break you down to build you up the right way. So some guys, during that breakdown process,
yes.
It's time to hit the road and keep going. They don't want to go through that. But, you know, when you can establish, you know, relationship with parents, with little guys, and they know, you know, going in, like I said, we got, you know, these little peewee guys coming up. Now, our guys go out there, water boys for them. So
yeah. They're
already talking to the Rosendo Lewis, the Jerry Judys. They know.
Yes.
And
right. Those
guys are telling them the truth. You got to work hard. It's going to be hard. You better start now.
Yeah.
So it is not a surprise when you get to, you know what I'm saying, but pride.
And you say you guys go out to the youth league. Mm-hmm. Do these kids understand, especially in this community, when you play at one of the youth leagues, whether it's the Bisons or whether it's the Packer Rattlers, mm-hmm. whether it's the Pompano Chiefs, whether it's the Pompano Eagles, the Pompano Cowboys, do these guys understand that these young men look up to them, one day hope to be playing for a Deerfield Beach? What is that like when you go out and you know your kids are becoming role models to the generation that's coming up? Some of the things you tell them?
It's something I'm very proud of. And at the end of the day, I'm a product of this community. I mean, I played for some great coaches, you know, here in South Florida, coming to my youth, both football and basketball.
Yes.
Men that have poured into my life and had given me the drive to pour into the lives of others. And like I tell them, you know, the biggest thing of making it in my eyes and through the Deerfield Beach football program is not the NFL.
Right.
Making it is going on. Get yourself an education and being able to, at the end of whatever it is, if it's football or once you get your degree, to come back and grab somebody else, bring them with you.
Correct.
So that's why I get all my former players that have played. I mean, the shoelaces, Stocky McDougal.
Yes.
I want you guys to come around and talk to your kids because you walk the halls, you ran in the grass they ran in, and you can be the reality that is real. Like the stuff that Coach Glenn is saying, like you can make it out of here.
Correct.
Like they can see that, test it every day, and that's why, you know, we're a little bit everywhere. We're trying to put them in those spaces.
Because you bought up basketball. Here you go, you take over a powerhouse like Deerfield. But you're coming from the basketball realm to the football realm. What were some of the things that you were hearing, you know, now, you know, because in this community, it's just abroad. you know how we do it now.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be some people treading the water. I don't know if a basketball coach can transcend into this football world. What were some of the things that you heard, and what were some of the things that you were able to take from basketball to add to football?
I mean, at the end of the day, I've been at Deerfield Beach. This will be my 11th year.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know the kids. I know the community. I was already entrenched in the community just from being around. But, I mean, obviously, you know, sometimes when you go in communities with such strong football tradition,
uh-huh.
I mean, they may want their guy or one of their guys.
Right.
And that's understandable.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I know that I know how to motivate young men 14 and 18 years old, how to get them to go through it. And I also knew that even coming from the basketball, I had to surround myself with great football minds. Like on my staff, I got 3 former head coaches. We got over 100 years of coaching experience, you know, not across the world, right here in Broward County.
Broward County.
I mean, we got some guys, you know, Ron Williams, for example, he's been at Deerfield. When I played against Deerfield as a senior, he was a coach. He was coaching stopping that dude.
Yes,
and he's still on our staff.
And so when my son was playing high school football at Monarch, and then he went on to Piper, I had the opportunity to coach against Ron, with Ron, at Monarch when he was at Runoff. So, and then, like I said, when you look at the history, I look at your OC.
Mm-hmm.
I coached him.
Yeah.
You know, I trained him during the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, I can hear some when he was trying to find his way at Deerfield. And you see what he's become to where he's elevated his game. And not only elevated his game, but he's shown people that Deerfield Buck athletes are not only athletes, as you spoke about earlier.
Exactly.
They're citizens in this community that's upholding everything about this community and what's making Deerfield Buck shine.
Most definitely.
Not only on the field, but off the field. And I see you, you know, because like I said, you're around. You talked about Stockton McDougal.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like bringing a guy like Stockton McDougal around? And how do his aura and his demeanor affect the guys that are on your team?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just the reality of it is, he lived the dream that these kids have.
Yes, that's
he
what
played at the highest level,
yes, yes.
And he was very successful
that's
at the highest
right.
level.
Yes.
So to be able to have that kind of level of expertise, that kind of, and then the passion and love that he has
for
Buck Fry football.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's insurmountable to have that guy here.
Like you say, his brother played for the rival.
That's right. I played
for the rival. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you guys, and it's not normal when you're dealing with these two schools. Really, it's three schools in Broward County that when the hiring process starts, the first thing, they don't look at your coaching ability.
Yeah, where you came
they look
from.
At your resume.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they look at your resume, the first thing they look for, they don't look at how many years you coach, how many championships you won. They look at, let me look at that education department.
Yeah.
Let me look at that high school. Let me see what school you went to.
Yeah, most definitely. Most
and
definitely.
Let me see if we can bring him in. When you got dip, then you look at, is he a buck?
Yeah.
Or is he a tiger? Possibly, I feel like, they're more harder on Tigers than they even Panther Pride. They probably bring a Panther in because it's a little bit further stretch. to bring an Elite Tiger in, I know that added even more dimension to you becoming the head coach. But I'm quite sure at this point, I know they're glad that they made the right decision. I'm quite sure the people in that community is glad that they made the right decision because, like I said, man, you're shining not only here in Broward County, but throughout the nation. You are shining as one of the top coaches because you are doing it. And you guys got to take this trip. Mm-hmm. And in the process of taking this trip, how much education is this trip? Because some of these kids have never been out of Broward.
Exactly. A lot of them, I mean, when we started doing college with them, we had kids that hadn't been across, you know, the Palm Beach line, both.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the simplest thing. So the good thing to get them to go out and be able to see, there's a whole big world outside of Deerfield Beach, Florida. So to get them and let them get experience and things like that. And then when we try to go out, we try to make it more than just about football. But obviously, now we want to win bad as anybody else. But, like, even when we're going up, like, we'll go by Wake Forest. We got a kid that didn't play at Deerfield, Jabari Williams, but he plays for Wake Forest linebacker from Fort Lauderdale High School. But he's a Deerfield Beach kid. So we figure breaking our trip up, we're going to go through Wake Forest. They play the first kickoff game against Presbyterian. So we'll be in the stands supporting Jabari on our way up.
Wow.
And then we'll head on up to New Jersey. So it's different things like that to let them know, you know, when you get there, it's not over. Once you leave Deerfield, no, that's not it. Like, I'm talking to, you know, my guys that are in college every day. I'm trying to see what's going on. Like, we're going to be here forever. That we say Beach Boys for life, it's for real.
And then, like I say, when you traveling, Coach, I'm trying to figure out, you travel when you leave the summer. And it's amazing because in the years I've been around this business, you were technically the first guy that I heard about saying, hey, we're going to load you guys up, and we're taking off.
Yes.
We ain't gone 2 days. We're on almost a two-week journey. And you guys, if you follow you guys on the map, one year I talked about it, I said, okay, today they're in Georgia. Wait a minute. Next day they're in Tennessee. Next day they're in Alabama. What is it like moving from state to state? And what is the commitment, even not only you, but your assistant coaches? How do they play in this?
It's a huge commitment. Even the, I mean, it goes further than that. The wives, the girlfriend, the fiancés.
Yeah.
It's a huge commitment. But, you know, like even when dating coaches as a you know, in a couple relationship, it takes a special kind of woman to date a coach. Especially because, you know, we're fully committed. And, you know, we're at the end of the day, when you sign up a coach at Deerfield, this is a community or a demographic that is going to be needy kids.
Correct.
So if you are not willing to give it all and help supply those needs, you shouldn't coach it. So that's one of the first things I go over when I talk to coaches. Like, I'm not a, you know, a coach that dishes out orders. I'm a let's kind of guy. So if something needs to get done, come on, let's get it done.
Yeah.
And I think my assistant coaches, they feed off of that because they know I'm going to get my hands 32. I mean, I watch the uniforms for us. I'm the laundry guy.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
I'm the laundry guy. I got laundry
uniforms.
Coach, up in the spring, I remember on that Friday night, about 80 college coaches all around the field at Palm Beach Lakes. You guys really took it at Miami Central and James Cook. It looked like you switched up the defense a little this year to really play to those four linebackers. I think that's the best linebacking core in the state. It's four guys that form a wrecking crew. Is that kind of the strength of the team going into this year?
I mean, most definitely. We got four very good, I mean, super talented, ultra talented caliber linebackers. So we switched up and played some 3-4. We want to try to get our best athletes on the field. I mean, a lot of guys, they try to make coaching like it's rocket science, whatever. Sometimes when you got dogs, you got to find a way to get your dogs on the field. But, I mean, sometimes it gets that simple. But that group, I mean, they have that. We've laid the foundation. They've laid the foundation to be one of the best to ever play, you know, at Deerfield. So we got to go out and get it, you know, one game at a time. But the thing I respect most about him, like, because Rescindo, I mean, he's our leader. And they make sure we grind to get it a day at a time. So every day in practice, they're competitive. I mean, they're, we have some day where I have to tell, you know, my offense coach, like, hey, man, we better get those ones out of there now.
Yeah.
You know, we got a game because those they don't – if they know go all out, that's all we teach. So if you want to do a walk through whatever, put the twos or the threes in because these dogs right here going to bite. Right.
Like I said, I pass by all the time. And I'm getting it. You know, I pass by. I'm going up third. And all of a sudden, I get close to it. And I see you guys back out there. A couple of things come to me. Darn, boy, I wish I was out there playing. Man, them kids are training hard. And you train them full speed. So that way, when game time comes, it's no different.
Yeah.
It's no different. You know, some guys, they practice at a low tempo and expect to, when game time comes, those guys to be up for up tempo.
It
doesn't coincide.
That's right.
Coach, listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to play. Listen, you know, in light of what all was going on, you're going to ride with us. There's a lot of things going on around the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now our college campuses are becoming, what I would call inundated with people that we really don't want to be inundated at college campuses. And our kids now that are looking to possibly go to these college campuses are starting to probably wonder, is it a safe place to be? But we're going to get back into that after this break. We're going to play a little of my main man. We're going to play a little Martin Luther King. And then we're going to come back. We're going to have you and Coach Brosco from what's name. We're going to have y'all both at the same time. And we're going to let you ride out until we get ready to do the commitment.
Most definitely. I'm happy
but
to
let's
be
play
here.
A little bit of this Martin Luther King. About 2 minutes, 17 seconds, and then we're going to get back into the show.
Because I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in all flesh. Shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring.
We're back here live at Buffalo Wild Wings with my main man Ryan Bartow and Coach Glenn of Deerfield Beach High School. This is a commitment show for Rescindo Lewis Jr. And we're deciding where he's going. As I told you, we got Florida State, South Carolina, the U, and Oklahoma. Man, I have so much in common with a lot of these schools, man. But Florida State, I love you. I do love you. The U, I love you. Oklahoma, we had some tough days, but I love you, though. I love what you do. Florida State and Coach Bowden, I love you. Coach Bowden, I love you. Boomer Sooners, I'm here. I'm here in that Oklahoma. That was, you know, it was the Big 8 then. Now it is the Big 12. I did have some good days against them. Not only them, I beat up on one of their coaches' team here, K-State. I beat up on them too. So it is what it is, you know what I mean? So, but we're back here live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Listen, the wings and the chicken wraps are off the chain. I'm loving them. I got a chance to snack into my snack before we got on. Coach Glenn, before we went to commercial break, I asked you about a lot of things that are going on now. With the campuses being inundated by some of the names that they're putting out, the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, the Aryan Nations. And these are some of the campuses that one day a student of yours, mm-hmm. one of your athletes, may have to go and visit or may be thinking about going to. Mm-hmm. One of your guys decide, hey, coach, you know, I like that what's name, but a lot of things are starting to happen. What are some of the things from a coaching standpoint that you advise them about and that you speak to them about?
I mean, we make sure, you know, we deal with the real. We deal with the now, deal with the today. And when you try to hide things from kids or not be up front, you're setting them up for failure.
Correct.
So, I mean, like, even with the situation that's going up at the University of Virginia, I mean, they need to know that, yes, there is some messed up things going on, some people that are there that are messed up. But the thing that we go deeper into our investigation. We're going to make sure it's not the university is not representing themselves like that.
Correct.
Because the outsiders coming in. The University of Virginia is, I mean, a well-respected place, very well-respected university. But just right now, you know, the things that are going on there, they will cause some concern with some people. But it's definitely not the University of Virginia that's putting, you know, that forward.
Correct.
You know, of their university. We want to make sure the kids, so they don't get caught up in just what they're saying on social media. Because some of them would think, you know, that's all of Virginia,
all of
University of Virginia. But that's not the case. So we want to make sure they're seeing both sides. They're seeing the real University of Virginia, and they're seeing current what's going on there.
Right. Because, you know, like I said, Coach Mendenhall, I'm quite sure with it being where he's at as the coach, he had to come out and speak about it to his athletes.
Of course.
You know, he had to speak about it and stress, like you say, he stressed it, unity after the area, right? Because, like I say, you can imagine, as a parent, your child being there, not knowing what's going on.
Definitely.
So he had to go and he said he had to speak to a lot of his parents and reference to it because it's going to happen at Florida on September 12th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Richard Spencer is going to Florida. And Florida coach right out spoke about it. That is, you know, it's unacceptable. But you got to let him speak because the freedom of speech, you got to let him speak. You can't stop him from coming to a public campus. But like you say, you tell your athletes how they must behave and how this thing is, you know, should play out. So, you know, you're seeing it pop up on campuses and they're attacking, I say, campuses because guess what? That's where the baby started.
Yeah.
You want to mold someone's mind, you go attack while their mind is wondering what direction their life is going to go into. So you attack them at that point. Coach, we also got Coach, listen, he's a powerhouse program like we have here in Florida with Deerfield and St. Thomas. We have Coach James
Coach
Negro.
Jason Negro.
Jason Negro coming to us from Frisco. Coach, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourselves?
Coach, we're doing great, man, here down here in South Florida. You're on the air with myself, Tony Sands, Ryan Bartow, and Coach Glenn of Deerfield Beach High School. Because Deerfield is a powerhouse team down here in South Florida. Hey, you never know what may come out of this conversation. You feel that we never know what may come out of this conversation. You may have to make a trip twice to South Florida.
Yeah. Oh, we'll go to California. You haven't been to California yet?
That's Coach Glenn said. They'll come to California now if we can set this thing and arrange it. Coach, you coming to South Florida.
Come.
I look at you. Coach, I look
come
at your resume.
Out,
it is unbelievable.
You.
Your resume is unbelievable. You only coaching here. I look at the things that you have accomplished. You've been Coach of the Year. You've taken your teams to several powerhouses. And then you're an alumni of your school. What was it like going back to your high school as an alumni to be the head coach?
Well, I think it makes it just that much more special having an opportunity to coach at the place that, you know, kind of, you know, set your foundation. You know, me as a young guy and an athlete, you know, I learned from some really good coaches and I learned from really good teachers. And now to have the opportunity to come back here and kind of, you know, the circle of life, so to speak, and be able to do that for these young guys that I have at my school now, it's very, very gratifying. And I'm just very fortunate to have the opportunity that the Bosco people reached out to me about 8 years ago and said, well, you want to come back here and try to lead our football program. And that's what I'm trying to do each and every year.
Coach Negro, your boy Ryan Bardo down here in Lottie, baby. How you doing?
Great, Ryan. I can't wait to see you next week, man. You ready for us?
Oh, I've been waiting for this. So anyways, tell me about two guys that you know. I've been to your school probably 8-9 times the last 4 years. Two guys that I loved before they even had offers. Now they got a bunch of them. Your big back, Demetrius Flowers, and your young junior receiver, Josh Delgado. Tell me about how they're going to be a big part of this year's team and what you like about both those student athletes.
Well, you know, both those guys were kind of, under the radar a little bit. As you know, Ryan, and you came out here, and we got so much talent out here, just like you guys do in Florida, that sometimes, you know, really good players go overlooked, and you need guys like you to come out and, you know, write up on them and really be able to display some of their talents. And those two guys are really, really talented. You know, Demetrius Flowers is a back. You know, we run a kind of a two-back system, you know, rotate a guy in and out. He's a big physical type guy. He's a downhill runner. He's got breakaway speed, as he saw in the state title game last year against De La Salle. So he's got a lot of abilities and talent. He's a real durable guy, can catch the ball out of the backfield, and he's committed to Arizona State. And then the junior wide receiver, Josh Delgado, I think he's going to have a great year. He's an electric guy. He's extremely versatile. He can play on the inside at the slot, or we can move around on the outside, and he can play vertical. He's just got a lot of versatility, catches the ball with his hands. He's explosive when he catches, runs the ball after catches. And he's going to be challenged in a couple weeks, obviously, against St. Thomas and that great secondary they have. It's going to be a great matchup to be able to watch.
What's the background? How did you guys get this game set up in Fort Lauderdale? Like, is it a two-year process where you've been talking to George Smith or Roger Harriet? Or how did this big-time game get set up?
Ultimately, I think the initial thing was ESPN. ESPN came to us and said, look, we'd like to be able to get you guys, and you're willing to travel to the East Coast. And, you know, I was a little bit hesitant going all the way down to Florida, especially early, you know, in the season and playing in August. But with ESPN coming together and Coach Harriet and all the great things that he's done and Coach Smith at that program, and he's also part of the Nike family. So Coach Harriet and myself go to a summit every February, and we have an opportunity to talk here and there. And it's just, I have great respect for his program. And, you know, one of the things we want to do here at Bosco is try to measure ourselves against programs across the country and see how we stack up. And I think everybody's always talking about California, Florida, Florida, California, and Texas and Ohio and things like that. So, you know, we want to have an opportunity to play against, you know, equally talented kids in a great environment. And just to be able to see that part of the country is something our kids really don't get an opportunity to do. So, I could not be more excited about the opportunity to come down there and play you guys, and we're really, 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 really happy about it.
Coach, you say you're excited about playing St. Thomas here in South Florida, but I'm going to tell you, how do you prepare your guys to come down here and face the humidity? I heard you guys are possibly maybe coming in early. What are some of the things that go through this process when you get ready to bring your team in to South Florida, and how do you bring them here early and keep them from losing their focus?
That's a great question. You know, first of all, you know, it's hot here in California too. You know, so the temperature wise, I think we're going to be able to handle. The humidity is the one thing that, you know, obviously it's going to be a little bit new to our kids. But, you know, this summer we actually had a couple of humid days where it was up into the 80%. So, you know, we're not going to be fully prepared like the Aquinas kids. However, you know, I think we're going to come down there early. We should be there Tuesday morning. We're going to be able to practice there for a couple of days and try to be able to acclimate to the weather a little bit. But I think it all starts with nutrition. You know, we've really talked to our kids for a long time about nutrition and hydrating and putting themselves in the best position, you know, to prepare their bodies to play in a game like this. And, you know, last year we also got to play in Cincinnati, and that humidity was, you know, kind of brutal as well. Although I don't think it's quite as bad as it is in Florida, at least we have a taste of it. At least our kids experienced a little bit of the humidity. But again, I mean, I think when the whistle blows and the ball's kicked off, you know, hopefully our kids, their mindset's going to be right, and we're going on a business trip to try to play a football game. And, you know, we know what we're up against. So, therefore, I think that's going to, you know, get their attention right away.
Coach, you got an outstanding athlete at quarterback in Riel Mitchell. He could be an X factor with your RPO system. He's actually the son of Blaze from American Gladiators. And you got a stud backup that's got a bunch of offers, too. You really got the tradition going at that position. You've had, you know, Quentin Davis, who I love, Josh Rosen. Tell me how Riel could be a factor in this game, because he had such a special run in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, without question. I mean, Real's one of those types of players that can hit a home run on any play. And that's one of the things that makes him so dangerous. You know, you could stop us, and then Real takes off, and he's tough to catch. You know, he's a 10, 500 meter guy. And I think he's even faster on the football field in terms of just his elusiveness. But one of the things that he's really improved on is his ability to throw the ball down the field. His accuracy has increased. Has gotten increasingly better over the last few months. You know, and he was one of the top 24 guys of the final 24 in the Nike Elite 11 deal. So for him to be able to, progress, like you said, through the playoffs and then through this offseason, I'm looking for him to have, a really good season. And then, like you said, our backup's pretty good as well. I mean, he's got an Alabama offer. He's offered by SC and UCLA. And DJ Uiagalelei is going to be a junior, a sophomore. But he's quite capable as well.
Coach, we're down here in South Florida in hurricane country, Mario Cristobal country. Give us the story when your stud five-star lineman Wyatt Davis got his first offer, and kind of share that with our audience because they'll get a kick out of that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It was during the playoff run back in, I believe, 2014, maybe even 2013. And it was, obviously, Ryan, you were out here and standing at practice, and you made a comment, Coach, who's the one guy out here that you think is a can't miss? And this was a young guy. He was a freshman toward the end of his freshman year. He brought up to the varsity to practice a little bit. And I had you go over and film him for about 5 minutes. And you come back over and you said, before the night's over, Mario Cristobal is going to offer him. At the time, Mario obviously was the offensive line coach at Alabama and watched the film and called us about an hour later and said, hey, that young man's got an offer to Alabama. So that was how he got his first offer. And it just goes to show you that, if you do some work and you kind of put in the time, you're going to get exposed, you're going to get recognized, and good things are going to happen to you, and that's what happened to that young man that day.
Awesome, Coach.
Hey, Coach, man, well, thank you for having us, for being on our show, taking time from your practice, because you got to understand it's 3 hours difference on the West Coast where you at. You're trying to get your team ready for this week and next week. Thank you for joining the Tony Sands Show, Coach. I'll see you when you get to South Florida.
Yeah, Tony, we're going to need some tour guides when we get down there. Keep us away from those alligators.
Hey, we'll see you when you get here. Coach, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to go to a 3-minute commercial break, and then guess what? It is time for what we are here for at Buffalo Wild Wings. It is time for the commitment hour of the show. I know we had our guests. They are probably holding on the edge of their seat wondering what's going to happen. Which hat is going to get put on? But we're going to go to a 2-minute commercial break. Guess what? The way I feel today, we're going to play some of that Martin Luther King, because we got to get this thing back to what he was really, truly speaking about. So, Doug, play me some 2 minutes of that Martin Luther King. Let me get it in my soul. And then guess what? We're bringing up the man of the hour. Too sweet to be sour. Mr. Rescindo Lewis Jr. When you talk about championships, let's talk about DFL Bucks. And as we told, we was on the phone with California, Coach Jason Negro. Coach, as we told you before you left, I know you're still listening, we'll mind taking that trip to California, because I know y'all going to come here next week, but we can possibly put that on as a future game to play. Y'all are perimeter. Y'all number 3 in the nation. So at some point, we want to be able to play what we call, we're on the top, so we want to play against the top. So California, South Florida is calling you out right now. Set the game up, ESPN, whoever. Let's set that game up, because guess what? We're filled here in Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm quite sure every fan in this place, if they'll book pride, they'll love to take that trip to California. So, Coach, let's get that game set up. But guess what? We got to get ready for this man of the hour. Play 2 minutes of that Martin Luther King. Let's get this thing set up.
Into a beautiful, it's by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation.
We're back here live at Buffalo Wild Wings. Guess what? Where they specialize in wings. Guys, if you was here at Buffalo Wild Wings, hold on, before we get started, Ryan, fan around the crowd and let them know what's going on here. Now, I'm going to tell you out of all the commitment shows that we've had, and we had Jerry Judy last year, we had Sam Bruce, we had my boy down at Chaminade, but I must say, I don't know if it's because we're sitting in Deerfield, the crowd we got here is the biggest we've had. So you bring it, as they say, you bring them out. You bring the crowd out, man. Tell me this, okay? You have four stools up there. Don't give it to them yet. Don't even look at them. Okay. As a linebacker, if I'm a running back, I'm watching where your eyes go because it gives it away. So you have four stools there. What has the recruiting process been like for you?
It's been really stressful knowing, like, I'm really new to this, so it's like it was stressful.
So you're ready to get it behind you is what you're saying?
Yeah, and get ready with the season.
For someone that's listening saying that it's stressful, because, you know, my producer is telling me right now we are up to 600 people right now that's just hit inundated now show from all over the country. You say it's stressful. What is so stressful about this process?
Having different coaches call you every day saying the same thing, so you don't never know what's real or what's not until you really feel it.
You say the same thing. What's the same thing? Because it might be something different from when I was recruited, because I heard, I don't know if you're big enough. I don't know if you're hearing that. You know, so a lot of us get different things when they, you know, we say the same thing. So what is the same thing? So my listeners know what you're talking about. Let them know what the same thing is.
Like when they come up to you saying, oh, you can make a big impact to this program. We really want you here. But at the same time, you don't know what they really want.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've been on Twitter all day because I've been getting hit with Twitter all day from University of Miami fans. I mean, some of their elite guys. When I say some of their elite Hall of Fame guys, as a matter of fact, if I had my phone, I'd show you. You got tweeted by the playmaker himself, Mr. Michael Irvin. Mr. Michael Irvin tweeted and said, hey, tell him to stay home. He can make an impact. It ain't another city, ain't another college in America that he can say he owned the city of Miami. And stay up to let him stay home. I talked to Zach Crockett, who's a Florida State guy. He was like, hey, we love to see him do that tomahawk chop. Man, you got Oklahoma. I played against Oklahoma. Now you got to go to Boomer Sooner country. That's kind of, that's Midwest style. But I, as they say, you know, some people on Twitter say you fit the style of a University of Miami linebacker. Like the Ray Lewis's, the Jesse Armsteads, those type of guys. Florida State say you fit what they like. That guy that can move around. You got everybody up here with you. Introduce everybody that we have, so that way we know.
This is my father right here.
This your father, Jesse, okay. What's up, man?
All right.
How you doing?
Come on. This is my
mother
right here.
Come on up, because we finna get ready to make this announcement.
These are my two youngest sisters right here.
Okay. So you got everybody here. All these people been helping you through this process. Now here go the time of the day that guess what? The only person that can make this decision, they can help you with this decision. But as I always tell kids, this decision lies with that kid. Because you got to make that decision. How do you want to start this thing? You want to eliminate and then get down? You want to break it down? You know how they say, okay, I'm going to move this one out the way. I'm going to move that one out the way.
All
of
them staying. All of them
staying. All of them staying. He says all staying. Staying.
All of them staying.
Okay, now.
All of them staying.
You tell us here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and we thank the people at Buffalo Wild Wings for sponsoring this show because they made it possible here for you to do your commitment. You can, like I told you, you got the biggest crowd that they've had, I must say. Your fellas came out. Now, since your fellas that came out, let's show the world where you will be spending And I used to say 4 years. I used to say 4 years when I said this thing. I'm going to say it best. Let's say 3 years. Because if I say 3 years, that means the fourth year I'm planning on, at that point, taking it somewhere where I can take care of the rest of my family. 3 years. Where do you see yourself? Now you see where they at. Now you know what you got on that end, this end. In the next 3 years, where do Rosendo Lewis Jr. see himself playing?
Next 3 years, I see myself playing for the. From Coach Jimbo to Coach Miller, they taught me, like, it means family.
Bill Miller at one point recruited me.
Yeah.
He recruited me and he said, Tony, listen, man, if you can tell this kid anything about us, you know me. Let me tell you something. That was my dream school. I wanted to play at Florida State so bad.
Hey, what a headset.
At the time when I was coming out, because I told you I was small.
What a headset.
They couldn't offer me at that time. So I told him, all right, well, I understand that, coach, but I love
with my black
Florida State. What is it about that tomahawk chop? It had to be one thing that made it just stick your head, just glued to you.
That Garden and Gold, it was my favorite when I was a yodel, and I'm going to be there in the next 3 years. So it mean a lot to me.
Now, you go to Florida State. Within the next 2 to 3 years, how do you see yourself playing out once you get there? Is you one of the freshmen that you say, okay, I want to play as a freshman early. I want to make that impact early. Is that on your mind? Do you see the opportunity to go in there and play right away?
Yes. I actually do see myself playing right away.
What was it about something that gave you an indication that I could go there and play right away?
I watched their linebacker core last year. I feel like you don't play like me.
Hey, it's all good.
I don't see nobody.
Listen, man, they say y'all got the best linebacker core in the country. What are some of the things now that we've got, now that you've gotten, as you say, the stressful part out of the way?
Hey, man,
what is it about ride, this year?
I'm a ride.
What are some of the things? What do you guys
have a choice?
And from this
point, I ain't put no pressure. That's my choice.
You can focus in on the season. How do you see this season playing out for Buck Pride?
States. I see it states with the team we got, the defense we got. We're going to hold us together whenever.
Because they said our defense is strong, man. What is it about? Yeah. What are some of the things you guys did in the offseason to make you guys come together as a group?
We built a brotherhood over the season, over the break, over on college tours. It was tremendous being around the guys.
Tell me something. Now, here, like I said, Coach Glenn takes this thing over. Yeah. Coming from basketball, and then he comes to coach football. What is it about the coaching staff at Deerfield Beach that made you decide that you want to come and spend your high school years there? And what is it about when you take you guys on these trips? How much did that help you as a player?
They helped me be the young man I am today. They helped me with a lot, actually. Uh-huh. In the school, where academic, on and off the field. They took me in their wing like my own father would.
Because he told me now, you had to make a commitment. He told you, you can't, your plan, this is this, and that, and that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
Now with knowing where you're going to Florida State, you got to leave home.
Hey, donut.
Do you think there's going to be anything to say, but it ain't that far. They can get in a car, get on the plane, and be there within a car that could be there less than 6 hours.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
They playing the first game against Alabama. Do you see yourself traveling to Atlanta?
Yes. I do. Can't wait.
Do you see yourself traveling to Atlanta? And guess what? Y'all are the first team. The Atlanta Falcons don't even play in their stadium before you guys do.
Yeah.
Florida State. And I say you guys. Because we are saying, we done said we might well. I'm thinking we teach you how to do the tomahawk chop.
Florida State.
This is it, Florida State, guys. This is where we going. Man, that's a heck of a choice, man. Like I said, for a minute, though, I don't know where we're going. Because like I tell guys all the time, people call me and say, you got to know where these kids going. And I told them, no, I don't. When you find out, that's when I find out. Because when you kind of grab you, I'm had it, you brought it to you, I guess you said, nah, that don't fit right. I don't like all over hats. I like the visor to keep my head out so I can think. And you slug it, because you fooled some of the people here now. You fooled some of them, you know, you have been hearing that you was like 90-some percent on 24-7 sports. You was 90-some percent leading toward Florida State. And all of a sudden now, you grab a UM hat. For those UM fans that are watching us, you had them,
Oh, that was because of you.
No, he didn't do it to us. What was it going through your mind? What was some of the things that you seen in Florida State that you couldn't get out of Miami?
Actually, from when I talked to Coach Mark, the conversation we had wasn't really feeling it as much.
Okay.
From with Coach Jimbo Fisher. So
okay. So you like Jimbo Fisher?
Yeah.
Like that Florida State. Dad, he's getting ready to leave you in a little while. You only going to have him. Now, are you planning to be early in your enrollment?
Yes.
Dad, you won't have him. You guys got to enjoy him for the next, 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
What is it going to be like getting ready to take him to Florida State?
Huh?
What is it going to be like getting ready to see your son leave and head to Florida State?
I mean, to be honest with you, this is what he's been working hard for. This is what he worked hard for. This is what he's been doing since he's been in Little League.
Uh-huh.
He worked hard to be in this position. All I can do as a father is back him up. Like I say, like I tell everybody, I'm a you, but at the same time, but it's an honor for me to wear whatever he wears.
That's it. Like I said,
that's all that matters to me.
Like you say, I bleed you, but I got to drink this water on this Florida State
because
Seminole.
It's a business decision that
it's got to be. Yeah, got to be. Gotta be.
The coaches, they welcomed us with open arms. They, you know, I can say all the schools, because, you know, he was highly recruited.
Correct.
But at the same time, FSU stepped it up. Stepped it up. And it was more of a need than just wanting them.
Yeah.
And
like you said, that's that difference between you need me and you want me.
Yes.
It's a total different atmosphere when you want something and you need something.
Exactly.
And you guys felt that Florida State.
I mean, like I say, you know, it was a family decision.
Uh-huh.
And it was mostly his decision for us, like, as a family, as a group
right.
So we could analyze and put things in front of him to see what's best for him.
All right, now I'm going to see. Now, hey, hold on. Now, y'all know when y'all going to Florida State Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Let me see if they already been knowing how to do the tomahawk chop. Let me see if y'all know how to do it. Y'all know how to do the tomahawk chop? Man, y'all got to learn that. Y'all can't go to Florida State without this. Y'all got to choose Seminoles. Y'all got to know when they go to play that song and that band going to be.
Hey,
y'all got to know how to do that. Y'all can't be sitting right. Y'all got to know. Y'all ain't doing this. Y'all doing this.
Yeah.
Listen, man, it's been a pleasure, to be a part of this big evening for you, man. Like I told you, man, you go up there, man, and you represent South Florida.
Oh, he gonna definitely do that.
You represent South Florida. You represent your family, and always remember that when you're on that college campus, those are the things that the values. Because you know, being on a college campus, I know what come with that church. I've been there. I know how that go? And when you at a place like Florida State, and you are an elite athlete as you are, man, there's a lot of things. But you keep your nose.
Hell no, they got receipts on them.
You go. You got the crowd with they coming in with their Florida State stuff on and. Here go, I guess that's why you kept that jacket. I wonder why we here in South Florida, you got a big old jacket on, trying to cover it up. Man, listen, it's been a pleasure, bro. Now it's time to do what? Take it to the field and let everybody, y'all got Seminole coming up.
Worm not getting over 100. That's,
oh,
not getting over 100. I'm letting y'all know that right now.
I tend to want to make y'all get round up, because I done been on the show where I done made that to get round up a little bit, because I know what it was last year when they came. They say I was the reason why I got so riled up when we played at my camp down there. Yeah. Chaminade in Florida State and Deerfield got into it. So now, guess what? Chaminade, they're calling you out again. I'm calling you out again. Here we go. My man, it's been a pleasure. We're closing out here on the Tony Sands right. Show. Listen, I want to close out this thing. Play me a little Florida State fight song as I close this show out, Doug. Go ahead and close it out.